This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matador defense came up with big plays, and Elliot Weaver ran wild for two long scores as the Matadors took down the Corpus Christi Miller Buccaneers 42-27 on Friday night at Matador Stadium. The two teams exchanged touchdowns in the first quarter, with Miller scoring first after recovering an onside kick to start the game. Seguin responded with a 74-yard drive capped by a 10-yard run by quarterback Corey Daly. Seguin defensive back Marcus Troy would keep the game tied with an interception late in the first quarter, and after each team turned the ball over on downs, Seguin would claim their first lead of the season on a 27-yard Edward Altamirano field goal early in the second quarter. That lead would be short-lived as Buccaneer return man Roderick Taylor ran back the ensuing kickoff 86 yards for a score to put the Buccaneers back on top. The Matadors would reclaim the lead with a defensive score. Seguin defensive lineman Mario Jackson strip sack Miller quarterback David James, and linebacker Damian Garcia would pick up the ball and rumble 10 yards for a TD and a 17-13 Matador lead. In the final minute of the half, the Buccaneers drove inside the Seguin 5-yard line, and on the half's final play, Matador safety Caden De La Garza knocked a pass out of a Miller receiver's hands in the end zone to preserve Seguin's lead as the teams went into their locker rooms. The Mats recovered an onside kick to start the second half and drove down for another Altamirano field goal for a 7-point lead. The Buccaneers tied it up on their next possession when Taylor caught a swing pass and took off down the left sideline for a 34-yard touchdown just a little over 2 minutes into the half. The next two drives for the Mats would showcase the speed of Elliot Weaver. The senior caught a slant from Daly and raced 76 yards to give the Matadors a lead late in the third quarter that they would not relinquish. Following a De La Garza interception at the Seguin goal line, Elliott would turn another slant into a 58-yard TD on Seguin's next possession in the fourth quarter to make the score 34-20. Each team would score one more touchdown to account for the final score. Following the game, Seguin head coach Craig Daly talked about the obstacles the senior Weaver has overcome in his Seguin career.
I'm really proud of Elliot, man, because it's kind of been frustrating the last 2 years. He's been injury prone, and that's what we thought he could do the whole time since he was a sophomore, because he's a big, thick, strong kid, yeah, and he could run. We threw him a little short route and broke two tackles, and then he turned the jets on, and that's what we need him to do, and that's what our offense is built about. You know, if those backers drop, we hand an Ian the ball off, and that outside backer stunted, Corey threw this little stick route right behind him, and Elliot did the rest, and that's kind of how we need to work on offense.
Weaver finished the game with five catches for 145 yards. Defensively, Seguin had a number of stars. Linebacker Zayn Goldsberry played in his first game as a Matador. The senior transfer, who did not play last week as his transfer was being processed, had nine tackles, including two for loss, to go along with three quarterback pressures. Senior linebacker Julius Rivera had six tackles, two for loss, and also had an interception. De La Garza broke up three passes on the night. In addition to his interception, Matador running back Ian Moreno returned to the lineup after missing last week with an injury. The senior grinded out 104 yards rushing on 34 carries. Daly passed for 266 yards. The Matadors 1-1 on the season will look to move over the 500 mark when they play Brazoswood this Friday. The game will kick off at 7 p.m. in El Campo, and we'll have the game on KWED. In other action in the area on Friday night, the Navarro Panthers lost a shootout to Antonian Prep, 66-43 in Geronimo. The Panthers play at Canyon Lake this Friday. On the volleyball courts on Friday, the Seguin Lady Matadors remained unbeaten in District 27-5A with their fourth district sweep in as many games as they swept past San Antonio Jefferson at Goldie Harris Gym. The Lady Mats will next play Lavernia in a non-district match tomorrow at Goldie Harris. Meanwhile, the Marion Lady Bulldogs fell at home in five sets to Class 6A Judson on Friday. Marion will host Class 5A Wagner on Tuesday. Over in Geronimo on Friday, the Navarro Lady Panthers swept Floresville in a non-district match. Navarro will next host Davenport this Friday. And the Lifegate Lady Falcons knocked off Townies Christian in four sets at Lifegate Christian School on Friday. Lifegate will host First Baptist Academy on Thursday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.